Abdul Latif Musa, also known as Abu Nur al-Maqdisi, the leader of the Al-Qaeda-inspired group that calls itself Junt Ansarullah, was killed during clashes with Hamas security forces. The fighting erupted Friday when Hamas security men surrounded a mosque in the southern Gaza town of Rafah on the Egypt border, where about 100 members of Junt Ansarullah, or the soldiers of the Companions of God, were holed up. The Hamas Ministry of Interior said that the security operation had ended with the deaths of the group's leader along with 20 people, including 6 Gazan police officers and a 10-year-old girl and 3 teenagers, being killed in the violence that also injured 130. Violence erupted after the Friday sermon when the radical cleric declared an Islamic emirate in the southern Gaza Strip town of Rafah.
We have tried to negotiate with this group several times, but they refused and started shooting the police. This whole ordeal has ended after the leader was killed.
Police forces blocked all roads to Rafah and declared the town a closed military zone on Friday and arrested 90 Junt Ansarullah militants. Junt Ansarullah came to public attention in June after it claimed responsibility for a failed attempt to attack Israel from Gaza on horseback. During the Friday sermon in Gaza, the Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh accused Israel of inciting against Gaza by claiming that radical Islamic extremists from Arab and foreign countries are active in the enclave.
We don't have such groups in the Gaza Strip. The only fighters that are here are the Gazan fighters.
On its website, the group calls for a global jihad against the entire Western world, while Hamas maintains the Palestinian struggle is only against Israel's occupation.
These people are following the teachings of the assassins of Islamic leaders. Their ideology is based on hatred and killing of innocent civilians, and that's why they consider people infidels.
Analysts believe that besides fighting criminal clans, the Junt Ansarullah group is perhaps the most serious opposition to Hamas since it took control of Gaza and ousted its rival Fatah movement in June 2007. Gazans say that they feel more secure after the terrorist group's leader was killed.
Junt Ansarullah is a terrorist group, and I'm really happy that their leader was killed.
Hamas has cracked down on Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups in the past because, as experts say, it is concerned that groups like this are sponsored by outside sources to give Israel an excuse to intensify its pressures on the Gazans. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.